Well, gosh, it's time for another Blues Adventure with Java show on KVSH 101.9 FM. And this show is pretty typical of how I have bounced around through my life with the blues, letting one song or artist lead me to the next. And exciting for me, I've discovered a really cool blues songwriter, guitarist, and blues expert in Rory Block, who I haven't heard before. Blues Adventure in Real Time. In this episode, a trio with Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter, and James Cotton, Eric Clapton, Sonny Landreth with Derek Trucks, the aforementioned Rory Block, Sunhouse, Muddy Waters and Johnny Winter again, John Hammond, and ending the show, a great tune with John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana. Thanks very much for listening. I'm in the mood for something long and real bluesy. How about Muddy Waters, his protege, Johnny Winter, and James Cotton, in a song by James called Dealing with the Devil, which he first released in 1982.
We're gonna come down with a little blues, a little slow, low blues. It's the blues, there's the blues here. Wasn't even excited about our wedding ring. When it comes out of marriage, you haven't seen the mouth of her. Johnny wanna say the same.
You got it.
You gonna keep on fooling around, James Cotton. This wind's gonna eat on me.
What you talking about? Just stop.
I'm talking about going down to the hoodoo. Yeah. Gonna get me a hoodoo, man.
I hear you, Johnny.
You know, I ain't about to stop it until you. I'm done my command, cause I've been dealing with the devil.
Y'all just gonna deal with him. I ain't gonna deal no more with him. I tried it.
Did you most ever see?
Oh, yeah, go ahead now.
She sleep with ice pick in her hand.
Yeah.
And she fight all in a dream. I shouldn't be sleeping with a devil. Woo! I shouldn't be sleeping with a devil. Johnny, now you know I ain't going down.
You going down? What are you going to do?
This been rolled by myself. And now I can't carry you, baby. You know I have to carry
you. You have to use somebody else, I bet you.
Somebody else.
Dealing with the Devil, performed by Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter, and James Cotton on their Breaking It Up, Breaking It Down album, which they released in 2007, and like so many blues records, recorded in 1977, long before its release in 2007. Thanks for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, Thursday evenings at 9, or stream it anytime from the Voice of Vashon website or app. I'm in the mood for another long one. This is a recording of a live performance by Eric Clapton at Crossroads 2010, performing a Bob Marley song, I Shot the Sheriff.
drop out. I said one day, the bottom must drop out.
Classic Eric Clapton and I Shot the Sheriff at Crossroads 2010. I checked out tickets for the 2019 show. In the rafters for around $150. Nice ones on the floor, $800. What a lineup, but maybe save up and go some year. Just not this one. Another performer on this year's lineup is next. Sonny Landreth and Derek Trucks at the Crossroads 2013 in Congo Square.
Thank you.
Sonny Landreth and Derek Trucks. I got turned on to Sonny by way of a Crossroads DVD, a guitarist's guitarist. My wife and I saw him a couple years ago at Jazz Bones and are scheduled to see him again in a few weeks. Check him out. You are listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. I love music videos and have a lot. Sometimes extras, just in case something happens to one and they quit making them. Recently, I stumbled on one, Devil at the Crossroad, a short 48-minute flick about the life of Robert Johnson. pretty outstanding. Through this movie, I was introduced to Aurora, or Rory Block. Not sure why I've never heard of her. A pretty amazing blues guitarist and expert about the blues. So, the Java Blues train is going to make a stop for Rory in Richmond Woman Blues. This is by Mississippi John Hurt, and it's off of her album, Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt.
Sweet mama will be gone.
was Rory Block in her version of a Mississippi John Hurt song, Richland Woman Blues. One of the musicians that Rory met when she was in her early teens was Sunhouse, who she was able to play with. So up next, Sunhouse and Grinnin' Blues, a song he wrote.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Yeah, just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you. Your sisters and your brothers too. Yes, don't care how you're trying to live. They'll talk about you still. Yes, but bear who is in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, there's bad hooters in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know they'll jump you up and down. They'll carry you all around and around. Just as soon as your back a turned, they'll be trying to crush you down. Yes, but bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, Lord, just bear who is in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face.
Sunhouse had a big impact on many musicians besides Rory Block. One of them is up next. Muddy Waters singing Sweet Little Angel, which is off of his 1966 album, Brass and the Blues.
I don't care how long you go. I don't care how long she stay. Good kind treatment will bring her home someday. But someday, babe, you ain't gonna trouble poor me anymore. You just keep on betting that the dice don't pass. Well, you know, darling, living too fast. About someday, babe, you ain't gonna trouble poor me anymore. I'm gonna tell everybody in your neighborhood you're that sweet little girl. You don't mean me no good. About someday, baby, but someday, babe, you ain't gonna trouble poor me anymore. Well, goodbye, baby. Well, shake my hand. I don't want no woman. You can have a man. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble poor me.
Sweet Little Angel by Muddy Waters. Last in this blues adventure train ride, Johnny Winter, who played with and was mentored by both Sunhouse and Muddy Waters. See how that works? This is his version of a Sonny Boy Williamson song, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, which was first recorded in 1937. Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl, a blues standard performed by Sunhouse and Muddy Waters' protege, Johnny Winter. This is the Blues Adventure with Java show on KVSH 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon, your community radio station, and your island connection. Thanks for listening. So the next duo is a perfect example of how listening to one musician has led me to another. A few years ago, blues harpist Mark Hummel brought his harmonica blowout to Jazz Alley. One of my favorite blues musicians, John Mayall, was going to perform, so I went because of John. Among the six harmonica players performing that night, besides John Mayall, Mark Hummel, Rich Estrin, was an unknown-to-me bluesman, Curtis Salgado. I have since seen Curtis several times, a great modern-day bluesman who is lately giving his longtime guitarist, Alan Hagar, equal billing on their latest album. So the next song is from that album and called Rough Cut, and I'll play I Will Not Surrender.
It's like a dream. Well, all the sides are dark. Not a single sound can be heard, just the beating of my heart. No one come to say hello. One more piece of me, you know. not surrender. I will not surrender. I want to hear a song. Soul that sings in key. From a place so deep within, that the pain just covered me.
I Will Not Surrender by Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar, which is off of their 2018 release, Rough Cut. Curtis was born in Everett, Washington, and now lives in Portland or Eugene, I'm not sure which. He has been in a number of bands during his career, but perhaps most notably with Robert Cray for 6 years. Next up is an early blues tune attributed to Howlin' Wolf, and the song is Smokestack Lightning. Like many early blues songs, musicians of the time would take a song and modify it, modify the modification, often so many times that tracing a song to its very roots is a challenge. This song is said to have been performed by Wolf in one form or another since the early 1930s, although he didn't record it until 1956. Wolf is reported to have said, "We used to sit out in the country and see the trains go by, watch the sparks come out of the smokestack, and that was smokestack lightning." A whole plethora of musicians have put their stamp on the song since then, but this is the original Howlin' Wolf and Smokestack Lightning.
Smokestack Lightning.
Was Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show and your host, Java, on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection at 101.9 FM. Thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. John Hammond has been around since he put out the first of 34 albums in 1962. Critically acclaimed, but not so well known. Next up is John teaming up with Little Charlie and the Nightcats on a tune written by Little Walter. Everything's gonna be all right.
We can make love, can we? Hey, baby, let me hold your woman head. Ooh, yeah, let me hold your woman head. I'm gonna do things to you, baby, make you happy every day.
John Hammond, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, performing Everything's Gonna Be All Right. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Blues Adventure with Java Show on The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, broadcasting Thursdays at 9 p.m. or anytime your heart desires by going to the Voice of Vashon website or app. Closing out the show is a great mashup of John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great evening.
Let's do the boogie.
Let's boogie with it. Let's boogie with it. Sure.
Yeah.